The post-match interview.
Time to head downstairs. Darren Parkin waiting as part of this fifth quarter for City to serve Solar and Signature Homes with GWS Giant star Stephen Canelio.
Absolutely. And Stephen, how's the knee first of all? Copped a knock during the second quarter, I think it was. You sort of went off on the bike a few times, but sort of how are you feeling there?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I think just had to play it out and play the majority of the second half up forward. It was fine enough to keep playing, so I don't think it'd be an issue.
Out of that meeting, it was a longer meeting, I guess, than we're used to sort of seeing post-game. Strong performance, a win at the MCG, which you were looking for, but was there a bit of a focus on that last quarter in particular and sort of letting them back in a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was a win against Melbourne, really. Of course, we played at the MCG, but it was an important away win. We looked at it in the last couple of weeks and they've been playing some good footy, and that was the most pleasing thing today, that we got the win.
Stephen, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Darren Berry, Darren Buick and Ben Casanilia up in the box. It's about building momentum at this time of the year, isn't it? Sometimes you've just got to get the 4 points and get the job done, but you want to be able to string some wins together and just keep playing good footy and building on the layers of what you need to do to be able to be successful come September.
Yeah, I think particularly keeping guys on the park as well, which we haven't sort of had the pleasure of doing in the last couple of years. But yeah, like you said, heading into these winter months, getting good away wins, and we did that today.
Do you have a focus of something that you've been working on that maybe you just need to be able to take that next step? You've been so close over the last 2 or 3 years to being a premiership team, but is there something that Leon's introduced this year and the coaching staff that, look, we reckon we've been short in this area?
Not really one thing. I think we've continued to sort of evolve our game. One of them was, probably in that last quarter there, we've got to put away sides and not let them back in. I think they kicked 7 goals in that last quarter, so
yep.
Maybe that's one of them. But other than that, we knew Melbourne was strong, contested ball-wise today, and we wanted to match it with them and beat them, and it was pleasing to do that today.
Stephen, Darren Berry upstairs, thanks for your time post-match here. Harry Himmelberg in his 50th game, I think, today for the club. Very, very good up forward. Kicked 5 goals, but I thought his hands overhead and his mobility, and even the one that he tapped over to Jeremy Cameron, for mine, probably his best performance for the club.
Yeah, I agree. Because obviously, I reckon the one you just said there, the tap over the head to Jeremy when he ran into an open goal, that sort of summed up his year. He's worked hard, but he's been so unselfish, it's not funny. We'd probably lead our club in assists. It was just pleasing today to see that he got his reward. He got some last week as well, which was pleasing, but it's funny how footy gods can work for you.
Stephen, we don't call GWS a lot. I must admit, I've only called a couple in the last few years. Noticeably for me today was the size on some of your boys. Like Tim Tarano was one that really stood out to me. Was it a focus? I'm sure it is at all AFL clubs, but the body shape seems to have changed, in particular on the younger boys. They've really bulked up and you looked really strong in the contest.
Oh, I think with our list management over the last few years, or since we've started, we've always got some really good mids, and Tim Taranto and Hopper are,
yep,
some special players. The size of them is incredible. I'm a couple of years older than them, and they're showing me up in the weights room as well. So, they're special players.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Speaking with GWS Giant star Steve Canelio, he's Darren Buick.
Well done, Steve, today, and best of luck for the rest of the year. Matt De Boer, he's obviously become a very important player around the place with the jobs he's doing on key players of the opposition. Did another job today on Clayton Oliver. It must be pleasing as a midfielder to know that you've got someone who can go in and take away their one of the opposition's strengths.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Matty's set himself up really his last couple of years since he's been at the club, with the way he trains, prepares. He's very meticulous in that, and in the last few years we've used him up forward, and we knew he could run with players, and he's been doing it tremendously. So it does give you great midfield. It gives you good balance in there as well in terms of some offence and mainly defence with him. So it's pleasing for him to get the job done again today.
The other area you find a little bit of consistency now is your defensive group starting to work well together. Really impressed with Nick Haynes. As Chuck said, we don't see a lot of you live, but Nick Haynes, he's a tremendous player. He's surely in all Australian form at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's had a couple of really, really good years now. Him and obviously Phil and Heater lead the charge down there in terms of voice and communication. But Nick and Adam Kennedy, Sam Reid, Isaac Cumming came in today. They're a strong unit down back.
And just a quick one, Mole, mate, how's Johnny Patton going? I know he's had hadn't had a lot of luck with injury with his knee and that, and I know he's a good mate of yours.
Yep.
How's he travelling, Steve?
No, he's travelling well, thanks. He went over to Philadelphia not long ago, about 3-4 weeks ago, to see a specialist over there. He's just past the 10-month mark now, so starting to come into training now, and hopefully, as we said, we haven't had the pleasure of bringing in some big players during the middle of the year, but maybe to the latter end of the year we might see him running around in the number 12.
Great. Stephen, being at Geelong Station, we like to follow the fortunes of the former Cats. I know he didn't play today, but how do you get along with the 210 centimetres and 110 kilos of Dawson Simpson? Has he talked you into getting a dog yet?
He hasn't, but we're well aware of his capabilities and how well he teaches the dogs. But I saw some footage actually talking about ex-Geelong and Giants players of Stevie J playing a local game yesterday and putting one in from the boundary. So that was a laughing point last night, for
I think
sure.
It might have been for Manly, and there seemed to be a number of fans who were there just to stream onto the field.
Oh, it was incredible. I'm still waiting for the actual footage to see how difficult the angle was. But
can we ask you how Connor Iden's tracking? Obviously, as Benny said, we keep an eye on boys with the Geelong link, and a Geelong Falcons boy from Drysdale. He's come up to the club with some good raps as a premiership player in the old TAC Cup. How have you seen his progression since he arrived in November?
No, I think what you guys were just saying before about some of the maturity of the bodies, he's obviously an 18-year-old and he's already sort of almost a ready-made player. At the start of the year, it looked like he was thereabouts because we've had a couple of injuries to some key backs, but he's progressing well, and his one-on-one ability down back is just phenomenal.
And if you hear Phil Collins to studio one more time, will it be ever too soon?
I don't know, something my dad would play that song, I think.
The video was outstanding. Have you had a bit of fun with that?
A little bit. I think it's sort of helped with some of the pronunciations, but all in all, it's good fun.
Oh, I'm glad we get it right here in the K-Rock box. Steve Canelio, always a pleasure to talk football with you. Well done on the win today. Look forward to following the Giants' progress through 2019.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Steve Canelio joining us on K-Rock Football. For those who haven't seen it, the video that was put out by the Giants media department on the pronunciation of Canelio, because the way it's pronounced in Italian, the G is silent, and he's been getting Caniglio since coming into the competition. It was pointed at one bloke in particular, Paul Ruse, copped it, and it was to the tune of Sussudio, and it's Canelio. It's very well done. So if you get a chance to check it out on the Giants social media.
What happened to... He's a very good player.
The post-match interview.